Joe, what's up, man? Sorry we're a little delayed here. Thanks for calling back. We appreciate
it. You're right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Joe.
Okay. Do you get turkeys in jail? Prison?
We get something that they call turkey. Let's put it that way.
Oh.
So, yeah, like on a holiday, what does the jail, like what will the prison do on Thanksgiving?
Get all the sides.
They'll put, like I said, what they call turkey wrapped up in aluminum foil, and they'll put that on your tray with some what they call mashed potatoes that haven't been mashed yet.
And then
they'll give you a piece of pecan pie that comes in a box that's expired at least a year and a half ago.
No, no.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Sounds delicious.
Hey, Joe, I always wonder, I eat a lot.
So we'll eat refried beans and tortillas again. We'll eat burritos again.
All right.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Joe, can you hear us?
Pardon?
Oh, he can. Oh, yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Joe, I have a question for you because I'm always eating a lot per meal. I'm not like I'm super fat or anything, but I'm always hungry if they don't give me enough food. When you eat what they give you, if you want more, can you ask for more or that's it?
Well, no, you cannot. Okay, and that's the crazy part about prison. They don't feed you in the commissary, so the inmates can steal it out of the kitchen and sell it in the unit.
Oh my gosh!
So you can't. There isn't like a. Like the commissary, you can't. How do you? I'm saying wrong.
Well, as Matt says, you don't get extra.
No extras.
No. No way.
Well, that seems to be unfair because if you're like a skinny guy and don't.
But, you know, that's the crazy part, too, because there's like people in here that, you know, 350 pounds.
Yeah.
And they get a tray of food that's not as big as hell, a 5-year-old kindergarten kid gets more at school.
Mm hmm.
Yeah, well, at least you're on a diet healthier, I guess. Forced.
But, yeah, processed food, though. I don't know how.
But are you confused on how they're 300 pounds and they're eating like a kindergartner?
Yeah.
But it's made, you know, the whole system is made to make money. So they force you to buy your food off the commissary.
Yeah.
I got you. And so do they do anything else for Thanksgiving? Will there be, like, I guess any.
Okay, well.
Prison parade
you know,
or.
No this is
how prison works. Okay, they put up a holiday schedule, so they'll have like flag football, have open mic karaoke, and all that stuff. Okay, but here comes the bad part. Okay, they'll find a reason to lock us down and cancel everything, and they'll blame it on the inmates.
Oh,
so like, hey, here's all the fun things you could be doing, and then they just find a way to cancel it.
I would love to see prison karaoke with all the guys.
Oh, yeah, it gets pretty crazy.
Whenever
they do have it, you know, it's like the rainbow parade. People, you know, get out there, all the gay people are singing. It's pretty funny.
Do you sing If I Saw a Tiger or your song?
Oh no. Yeah. I DJ karaoke, though.
Nice.
Does anybody ever sing your song, Joe?
No.
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 Yeah. No, and you know, all of the music that is on the computers that you can buy, you know, for your tablets, they don't put mine on there because they don't want me making money, so.
Now, if Joe Exotic, the Tiger King, were to sing karaoke and not do one of your own songs, what would your go-to be?
What would my, On the Boardwalk is probably my favorite.
Okay. On the Boardwalk.
Boardwalk.
Beach music.
You never cease to amaze us.
You're an old soul.
Yeah, he
really,
is.
Joe, you are.
He likes Free Willy. Yeah, the movie and song and
On the Boardwalk. Believe it or not, that's what the song that I always sang in the middle of the magic show when we did halftime, you know, when we changed sets.
So when you were doing magic, and in between you would sing.
I would sing to open the show. I would sing during the middle part when they had to change the scenes, and then I would sing to close the show. Yeah.
And so, what would you is the Boardwalk song both times, or would it be a different song to close it out?
It'd be a different time. Let's see. One of them was Kid Rock's song,
Cowboy.
The Lonely Road of Faith.
That tracks.
Yeah.
Attracts big time.
That one makes a little right, exactly.
That one I can picture.
But the other stuff, I like the other stuff because I would not expect that at all. Now, Katie, I think, or maybe Matt, somebody was saying, is there football on? Can you watch football? Like,
this call is from a federal prison.
Yeah, I mean, they watch football games, yeah. The other night, you know, we watched, I think it was like the Eagles and the Cowboys when the Cowboys won.
Yeah, that was Oh, you guys are in Texas. That was a big deal. They're down 21 and came back. That was pretty exciting. So on Thanksgiving you can watch football all day if you wanted to.
Unless they lock you.
Yeah, they'll definitely be watching football all day.
Are you a big football fan or not really?
I am not really.
Okay.
Yeah. I call it football porn. It depends on what color tights are wearing.
Football porn. Wow.
I like the parade.
We caused a couple car wrecks on that one, didn't we?
So.
Do you have a football player you think's hot? I know you're married, but like Tom Brady,
well, he can still look.
He's retired.
He's still
laughing.
Football porn, love it.
You know, I have no idea what they look like from the waist up. So.
Oh my god!
I love the honesty.
I do too.
So good.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Right.
That's amazing.
Wow. If you could get the parade on one television, and then you could get football on the other, you know, that would be a match for you, Joe.
Like, now here's how they do it. There's like six TVs in the TV room because, you know, the white people have their TV, the black people have their TV, and TV will be on the same channel.
You're like, what is the point of this? Yeah, that's no good. Now, if you were free, Joe, what would your go-to Thanksgiving main course and sides be that you have to have?
Okay, well, when I was not in prison, every Thanksgiving, you know, I cooked for people that had nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
And opened the zoo for free. So that was my happy place. And turkey, green bean casserole, and sweet potatoes with candied marshmallows on top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think, so you are a turkey guy. You like turkey, or do you prefer like honey baked ham, or?
No, turkey. I love turkey.
And do you like stuffing in the bird, or do you like dressing outside of the bird?
Outside the bird.
All right.
Okay. Cranberry sauce, did you say? Like?
No, I never did cranberry sauce.
Not even the can?
I don't like it either.
No,
either.
No.
I like the can.
Yeah. I love the mashed potatoes and gravy made out of the turkey juice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, turkey juice.
Delicious.
Now, what about your go-to dessert for Thanksgiving if you're out?
We always did pies, pumpkin pie, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not much on pecans, so we always did coconut cream.
Okay.
Delicious.
Okay.
It's a nice spread.
Yeah, that sounds great. All right. Yeah. Now, any, because I know our call is going to be a little bit shorter today, I believe. Oh. Any updates on potential freedom?
Okay. Well, I think I told you last time, you know, I hired a new lawyer, Peter Ticton, and he was just on TMZ a couple days ago announcing that he is now on my case. So, you know, I've got some pretty good pull now between Jerry Jones's lawyer, Levi McCatherin, Roger Roots, the January 6th lawyer, and now Peter Ticton, Trump's lawyer. So, you know, it really just all goes back down to when Trump feels like doing something. So we're really hoping by Christmas.
Oh, wow, that'd be something. And again, if people want to help you, they get merchandise, but explain how that works.
Okay, you know, because I don't like to beg for money. So get on joeexoticofficial.com and go get you some gear. That way you get something for your donation. I'm a little over $200,000 in debt with lawyers.
I feel you.
Yeah.
And then they've got a new thing going, pardonjoeexotic.com. Where there's a petition with over 30,000 signatures, you can get on there and sign it, and that goes straight to President Trump.
Oh,
we lost him.
I think that was it.
I think he's still there.
You there?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
So we're hoping that something works, but you know, with the U.S. Attorney's Office, the pardon office calling the prison and calling my lawyers, you know, looking at it, they're. We're wearing hopes. they're at least working on it.
And it seems like you're getting more press. I mean, obviously our show is the most powerful, but Jason just sent us a link. TMZ's carrying your one of your stories about your new lawyer and all the different things. So I think it's getting out there a lot more as of late.
It is. It is. Yeah, because, you know, once TMZ picks it up, everybody picks it up. You know, Newsweek picked it up, the Daily Mail, all of those, the Daily Soap, all them online news things picked it up. So it's out there. It is out there. So all I can do is hope and pray that I'm in Mexico for Christmas.
There you go.
Do you believe in God, Joe?
I do. I pray every night and every morning.
Have you always believed in God?
I have always. And, you know, when Travis died, I was really not a real hardcore religious person until Travis died. And when Travis died, there was some things that happened that I am a true believer now that your spirit goes somewhere. Because he came back in several different forms and walked me through that grief period.
Oh, wow.
Really?
It was amazing, yeah.
Maybe we can, when we're not short on time, maybe delve in more into that if you want to. And so, yeah, all the hardships hasn't made you. So Travis was a husband of yours or boyfriend?
That's the one that died in the show that accidentally shot himself, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right.
Yeah, so because, you know, some people when tragedy happens, they go the other way. They're like, I don't believe in God. This is too much.
Yeah, you know, and you'd have to go down my Facebook photos quite a ways to get back to 2017. But you can go back to 2017, and there's pictures of where I took pictures of a cloud, and there's a perfect angel inside the cloud.
Okay.
And then on YouTube, there's a video.
This call is from a federal prison.
Travis was deathly afraid of bees. And 2 days after he died, a honeybee landed on my finger, and I couldn't get him off. And there's a video there of me petting him and giving him a kiss and all kinds of stuff. And
the bee?
The bee, yeah. And ever since then, honeybees, I don't know why it's a honeybee all the time, but a honeybee always lands on my hand.
Oh, I like that.
I am surprised that your instinct is to kiss the bee.
Well,
yeah,
means something more to him. Yeah, I think that's beautiful.